What's up, Christ community? My name is Danny Jacobson, college intern here, coming at you with the May 23rd edition of Project 4-4. The last few days we've been reading through Proverbs, and hopefully by now you've noticed that they are laid out in topical sections. So what they've done in the chronological Bible is that they have decided upon a fairly inclusive classification and then moved them through the book, placing each verse in the appropriate classification. And then here we are reading Proverbs topically, and that does make it a little bit easier to read. So I hope that you've appreciated that, as I have. Anyways, today I'm excited to unpack Proverbs with you. Proverbs has always been a book that has meant a lot to me. It really is a rich book. It's been a book that I have been encouraged with. I've encouraged others with, and I need a lot of wisdom just being in college ministry, dealing with a lot of kids who are just starting out life and trying to understand what they're going to do with their lives. Wisdom is very necessary in that age group, along with every other age group. So there's so much wisdom in Proverbs. Clearly, it's a book of wisdom. And I know that through Proverbs, God can make you a man or a woman of knowledge and wisdom. And through that, we can experience the incredible blessings of being a person who encourages and blesses others, which will lead people to experience a relationship with Jesus, we hope, and God hopes. So jumping in, the past few days in Proverbs, I think it's interesting. It's just interesting to see what topics are talked about the most and how much they are talked about. So today, in our reading, we covered six different topics, but there are two that were talked about more than the others. And the first topic is wealth and poverty, and the second is industriousness. These are definitely linked together. And basically what that means is wealth, sometimes, most of the time, comes from being industrious or not being a sluggard. So the first topic that I want to touch on today is obviously wealth and poverty. And I noticed in this reading that when Solomon wrote about wealth and poverty, he contrasted them. A lot of warnings in this section are for rich people. Basically, what he's saying is don't depend on it. Proverbs 10:15, the wealth of the rich is their fortified city, but poverty is the ruin of the poor. And then in 13:8, it says, a man's riches may ransom his life, but a poor man hears no threat. And so Jesus said this, blessed are the poor in spirit. I think Jesus linked the idea that being poor in spirit comes from being poor. Now, he's not obviously saying the only way you can be poor in spirit is if you are not wealthy or if you are poor. But what he's saying is it's easier to be poor in spirit when you are generous, when you aren't clinging on to your wealth psychologically. So we see the real value of life, and it is not in wealth. And it looks to me like the indication through Proverbs when it talks about wealth and poverty is that there are so many warnings for the rich and not as many for the poor. So our human tendency is to be dependent on materials. I struggle all the time with just the idea of, hey, you know, Danny, you shouldn't be dependent on your iPad or on your laptop or on your cell phone, all these different things. You shouldn't be dependent on them. And so just like that, these Proverbs are a warning to the wealthy to not look for their security in their money, their land, their livestock, whatever. 14:20 says, the poor are shunned even by their neighbors, but the rich have many friends. This is telling us that we are deceived into thinking that the materials are what make people valuable. It's clear. It is telling us that we are a deceived people. So wealth and poverty. The first point is wealth and poverty. It's not bad to be wealthy. It is bad to be dependent on wealth. The other topic in today's reading that I thought was interesting was being a sluggard. It challenges me. What challenges me is the picture of a sluggard. Some of these make me laugh. There is a lot of humor in this section, along with truth. And one of my favorites, which I think is the premier verse for being a sluggard, is Proverbs 26:14. It says, as the door hinges, or door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed. So we see that the sluggard is someone who likes rest. He enjoys taking it easy. He likes to take naps and he eats comfort food and all these different things. He likes to be chill and to hang out and to not work. We have been given this great book to help us no longer live a life of laziness, helps us understand what's lazy. But here's the thing. This is the truth. If you are being a sluggard, you more than likely aren't going to admit it. Being a sluggard is definitely not a desirable thing, not something you want to put on your job application or your resume. You will definitely, if you're a sluggard, hesitate to say, yeah, that's me, I'm a sluggard. Also, you probably will develop an excuse if you're a sluggard. You know, I think about just when people have asked me, hey, Danny, you want to help me out? You know, actually, I'd love to help you out, but I just am busy. That is definitely sometimes an excuse for being a sluggard. The people who are lazy are usually the people that feel busy, and the reason is because they aren't proactive about life. To them, life just keeps happening spontaneously, and then they feel unorganized, and basically the point is a sluggard always has an excuse. So he has some type of an excuse. And so a few signs that you might be a sluggard. Just because you match up with one of these doesn't mean that you are a sluggard, but it does mean that you should probably ask yourself that question. Examine yourself. Am I a sluggard? And the first one is this: poor work ethic. The person doesn't enjoy working. Someone who has a poor work ethic doesn't enjoy working. He or she has no joy in it, and because of this, they are not generous with other people. He or she is always maneuvering a way out of working. This person is basically just unwilling to work. And 22:13 says, sluggard says there's a lion outside. I think that's the funniest depiction of somebody who is lazy. Is you ask them, hey, do you want to help? And they're like, no, there's a lion outside. That is hilarious. That is Solomon showing early Jewish humor in this. And so it's implying that people who are sluggards come up with lame excuses. If you have had lame excuses about why you aren't finished with things, or about why you can't do something, or about why you are late, or about something, it might be because at the root of your heart, you are a sluggard. Two, debt. This is huge in our world today. Proverbs 13:4 says, soul of a sluggard craves and gets nothing, but souls of diligent are satisfied. So the kind of debt that I want to emphasize is consumer debt. A wise person makes money first and then he spends it. Debt is a huge trap. And this is a current theme that we as Americans and as Christians, we need to learn from this. It is wise to make money and then spend it. Three, the third topic is poverty. Poverty might be a sign that you are a sluggard. However, we know that most people in the world who are poor aren't poor because of their own laziness. It's usually due to oppression or lack of resources or whatever in third world countries. But laziness is not the only thing that leads to poverty. However, a lot of times people are poor because they are sluggards, because they're unwilling to work, because they don't want to go out and earn an honest living like everyone else. And so a great verse to remember from this section, I think, is Proverbs 6:6-9. Solomon gives us a depiction, gives us an example. He says, go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler, yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. How long will you lie there, you sluggard? When will you get up from your sleep? Basically, what Solomon is saying, he says, look at the ant. Learn from the ant. It works hard. It provides for its need. The ant here in verse 9 is contrasted with the sluggard. And so we all have tendencies. Maybe yours is to trust your wealth, but the fact is that we are supposed to keep our focus on Jesus, on a God that proactively pursues us And we need to be proactive and intentional about following him. So as you're reading through Proverbs, my hope and my encouragement to you is that you would continue to pray that God would make you a wise man like Solomon. And may the Lord encourage you today as you're going through your day. May God bless you.